It is hardly possible to see the planet from Earth because there are too many factors that affect the light for earthly instruments. They are only worthy for viewing objects in this solar system, but are faulty when viewing outside the system. 400 million human beings live on Eire. There are three other planets in the Taygeot system, which are inhabited by humans. All of the other planets are either fading away or are initially forming themselves up. In the Sun's system, planets such as Saturn and Jupiter are developing themselves while Pluto, Uranus, and Neptune are already vanishing. Eire. Particular details about the planet. Samjace was born on the planet Eire in the solar system of Taygeot. Eire is very similar to Earth in every respect. That is why their earliest ancestors chose Earth for their new home when they left the Taygeot system. There are only a few differences. By earthly counting, Eire revolves around Taygeot every 365.14 days, and one day lasts 23 hours and 59.4 seconds. This results in nearly the same time for night and day. The other planets of the Taygeot system have different daily and annual time periods as in other systems of the universe. The units of time are named differently, but correspond closely to earthly standards. Their order is only a few parts of a second different from our hour, and a musel is exactly one earthly day. They differentiate their year into 13 months, which they call Asar, with a compensation of time every 23 years. Eire, atmosphere, gravity, density, axis, etc. The troposphere on Eire has similar gases as on Earth, which are normally at 70-75% of nitrides, 25-29% of oxygen, and 1% of rare gases such as carbon dioxide and argon. But Eire maintains a greater content of oxygen with 32.4%. Also, traces of argon and other gases on Eire are only at 0.3%, and nitrides are at 67.3%. The surface gravity on Eire is 1.0003 times the amount on Earth. The density amounts to 5,521, with an inclination of the axis at 22.99 degrees. The equatorial diameter is 12,749 kilometers, and the rotational speed is 11.19 kilometers per second. Houses, family, buildings, and land use. The human beings of the Pleiades system do not live in the same type of homes as people do on Earth. Their buildings are all round or flattened round with other buildings, such as four-beam ships, that are spherically round. They do not have buildings for mass dwellings on Earth because every pledgerant claims the right to open freedom. Every family has their own home, which is municipally constructed and requires no compensation, otherwise known as rent. Such things belong to their distant past because they have not had to pay for anything for a very long time. These homes are not built together with other houses. Each home stands alone on land that measures 100 meters square. This land is used for gardening, meadows, parks, etc., with many flowers, bushes and trees, along with many other plants such as vegetables, etc. All inhabited planets of their system have completely fertilized all their worlds as much as possible. Every usable area is cultivated and fertilized. Only areas that could not be made fertile become occupied by large or several forms of buildings or dwellings. There are also buildings for factories and installations for supervision, beamship port, etc. They have no sickness under control. Many of the sicknesses on Eire were conquered by their scientists many centuries ago, but there still prevails today some evils of pathological character that have been transmitted from other stars and from earlier ages. However, they no longer cause death or destruction to the body. They are insignificant evils similar to colds on Earth that can result in pneumonia. Fortunately, they are normally able to bring them quickly under control before they can rage havoc on the body. The inhabitants of Eire are human beings just like those on Earth and are susceptible to things of pathological nature, but they can usually control or cure them. There are also other diseases that are unknown on Earth, which their scientists have mastered. Regarding cancer, this is something that becomes embedded by parasitical, wrongly controlled life, which they have been rid of for a very long time. Pleiades, name, chronology, and planet names. The name for the Pleiades, which was named after an IHWH, has been preserved on Earth, but was lost in the confusion of languages that appeared on Earth. It changed to other forms, but the original name was found again in time. This name can be traced to ancient Greek mythologies. The humans on Earth count the passage of time in years, just as on Earth, because this method of chronology was originally invented by a common ancestry. The Pleiadian chronology started at the beginning of the piece in their system, which was 49,711 years ago. The planets in the Pleiades system, which are much younger than Earth, were previously referred to only by numbers. But, when the High Council took over guidance there, they named the planets with well-sounding names like Era. This occurred 1,951 years ago, and the Pleiadians also used this as the start of their chronology from when spiritual synchronization and harmony began. 4.2 Pleiadian human beings. Pleiadian, 3,500 years ahead of us in development. The Pleiadians are 3,500 years further developed than Earth's humans. There are other forms of life in the universe, but there are none that are better or as well proportioned. There are also entities that Earth humans would consider to be ugly. Pleiadians are the highest developed creatures here. At this point in time, the Pleiadians are the highest developed forms of extraterrestrial life that are stationed on the Earth. The second highest developed form of life here is 1,340 years behind the Pleiadians in evolution. The Pleiadians provide information that corresponds to the highest concepts of knowledge for the truth, and it should be considered over any explanations or interpretations from other lower developed forms of life. The information provided by the Pleiadians should also be accepted over the pretended tales from deceivers and charlatans who declare that they have had contact with beings from Venus. In a few years, it will be shown by scientists that Venus is not inhabited by humans, either physically or spiritually, as has been described by the deceivers. Pleiadian characteristics. Although earthly humans would believe that the Pleiadians are perfect beings, they are still very far from this level and must continuously develop themselves. They are not superhuman beings, as Earth humans like to think of them in their ignorance and imaginations. Neither are they teachers, missionaries, or prophets. They just have an obligation and duty of preserving the development of life in the universe. This means that they endeavor to maintain order and control over certain life. They initiate contact with individuals of other worlds that are ready for it and provide explanations to them. They slowly prepare them for the thought that they are not the only thinking creatures in the universe. They also provide telepathic help so that the concepts of essential time, critical inventions can be learned. Pleiadians, humans like us. For decades, Earth humans, as well as whole groups, have been placing the Pleiadians into categories that they do not fit into and which they do not feel comfortable with. Often, for the sake of appearances and pure profit, they are held higher than they actually are. They are only human beings like those on Earth. They have advanced technology and great spiritual progress, but this does not mean that they dominate as many on Earth would ascribe to them. They are neither guardians of humanity, God, sent angels, or anything similar. Many selfish people lead others astray by pretending that the Pleiadians watch over the Earth and are responsible for the fates of humanity. This is not the case, as they only perform a self-imposed mission, which has nothing to do with oversight and the regulation of fates on Earth. Thus, it is wrong to believe this is true. If this were the case, then they would regulate everything openly. Although the Pleiadians are nearly 3,000 years ahead of mankind on Earth, both spiritually and technically, they are not God-like as people would believe who are captured by religions. These people degrade themselves and their fellow human beings as though they were underdeveloped. Faulty or deliberately inverted contact reports cause false impressions that humans only perform mistakes and can do nothing right. This is not the truth, since everyone goes its own way of evolution. Pleiadians are not perfect and make mistakes. Although from different planets with different spiritual perspectives, The human beings of both worlds are fundamentally equal and must go their own way of evolution. This does not exclude mistakes being committed by either party. The pseudo-catactees who say that extraterrestrials are perfect creatures for religious benefit, are either deceiving, fantasizing, or want to suppress humanity. If the plagiarans make a mistake, they admit it and take responsibility for it, as it makes no sense to hide from it or contest it. Only by being very objective without feelings will the truth be found. As a result of doing this, Samjace has decided to remain outside of Maya's concerns because he may be better able to decide important issues for himself. However, she also wants to help in certain matters when they concern interests that she can render information that can assist him. Plagiaran ability to read others' thoughts. The plagiarans will only investigate the thoughts of someone else when it is proper to do so. It is not their desire or policy to penetrate into the thoughts of another when it is really not important. They have no right to investigate the personal secrets of others. When they penetrate into the thoughts of others, there is always the possibility of learning more than what was actually provided. If they were to do this, then they would know every last thought and secret of Maya, and they would not always be astonished and surprised by him. Laws of Jmanuel are still valid today. Samjace told Maya that the laws of Jmanuel, regarding matrimony and intercourse, are as valid today as they were in his time for the whole universe. It is not true when charlatans say the extraterrestrials are superhumans and no longer need laws and restrictions to live by. Only when creational order has become accepted, then laws and restrictions fall away. This is the case in very high spiritual spheres, where all connections to material needs belong to the past. Entities, with physical bodies, are afflicted with too many faults to do away with laws that provide order for their level of development. Plagiarans have more spiritual laws for criminals. When certain crimes are committed, the plagiaran have a uniform penalty of lifelong exile, which is considered to be rather primitive. But their laws correspond to their spiritual level, which is much more humane than those on Earth. They no longer punish criminals by eliminations and a hurting of the body, but rather by lifelong banishment to other worlds that exclusively serve for this purpose. Such worlds only have same-sexed forms of life exiled there in order to prevent overpopulation and the creation of descendants. They must care for themselves without any mechanical means. Periodically, controls are enforced to eliminate any secretly created products, and all contact with other creatures is stopped. On some of their worlds, criminals are banished to great islands in large oceans when the crime is not severe. This form of punishment guarantees that the criminals will obey orders and not cause a burden to the public in a humane manner that allows those banished to fulfill their evolution. Plagiarans are monogamous and procreate. Creation has equipped every single kind of living form with the means to reproduce themselves in very natural ways. The law of unity is the same throughout the universe where two individuals unite, as with the law of reproduction for every material form of life. Higher spiritual forms have freed themselves of their physical bodies and no longer need to procreate. They are unable to create new spirits, for only the creation is able to do this. The act of procreation embodies a uniform character throughout the universe of males and females joining together for the propagation of descendants. This was initiated in this manner by creation, and there is no other possibility. Women may become impregnated without a man. It is possible for a woman to become pregnant without a man to generate the necessary procreation. This does not concern spiritual forces, but rather incorrect regulations and the improper use of hormonal factors in female bodies. Another factor, which can lead to undesired and uncontrolled cohabitations, is the fact that male semen of several different forms of life is able to remain alive for up to 3 days after leaving the male body. 12 hours are quite normal, but 2 days are more rare. If it falls where it can work its way toward the right places, then it can result in an impregnation. Laws of plagiaran marriage and procreation. The plagiaran laws concerning matrimony and procreation have been preserved in Earth's literature ever since they were passed down by our common ancient ancestors. They only enter into matrimony in a monogamous relationship after there is a clarification of all facts in respect to belonging together. The number of children is decided by the High Council in order to preserve the race and avoid overcrowding. In matrimony, a man and woman remain together for the rest of their lives in this alliance. Divorce, as it is known on Earth, is not permitted and is only allowed when there are extreme offenses against the laws and restrictions of matrimony and the culprits are exiled. But, these cases are extremely rare. The laws of matrimony and intercourse are explained in the Talmud of Jmanuel. These laws have remained the same for thousands of years and the penalty in these matters continues to be lifelong banishment. Pledgerans procreate the same as Earth humans. The pledgerans procreate their descendants by the same natural way as Earth humans do and every other physical form of life in the universes. This means that males and females together undergo the act of procreation. Throughout the universes, this form of procreation is a completely natural process where a man cohabitates with a woman, takes her for his mate, and causes her to become pregnant. This is normally accomplished by a couple snuggling together, uniting with one another in love, having the man guide his sexual member into the opening of the woman, and the woman taking his sperm into herself in order to develop new life. Mental procreation and artificial impregnation. An exception to the normal form of procreation is mental procreation, which is a very seldom occurrence. Artificial impregnation is mostly only performed in extreme cases for upgrading the species. But on the whole, procreation is directed toward the normal act of cohabitation as this accords to nature and the creational laws and guidance. Only this manner provides for the consistency of spiritual and physical evolution. There are dangers associated with mental and artificial insemination procedures, which can cause unrecognizable mutations, which gradually affect a whole race of creatures and produce physical and spiritual monstrosities. They become degenerated mutants, have damaged immune systems, and lose their normal manner of thinking. Pledgeran procreation when the husband is infertile. The pledgerans, as well as many other races in the universe, have two possibilities for having descendants when the marriage partner is not able to procreate. The first possibility exists by making the man or woman fertile. But, when a man cannot be made fertile, there exists the possibility of having the woman become pregnant by another man. The man is also required to be married, so there is no jealousy or guilt associated with the breaking of any of creation's laws because there is complete and mutual agreement for an act of simple creational meaning. The man chosen for this act must also have reached the limited number of descendants and have attained a certain high position of spiritual evolution. There no longer exists any degenerate sexual tendencies and such an act is considered to be a very honorable and good mission. Pledgeran, sexual stimulation. For the pledgerans, sexual pleasures are simply physical sensations. When men and women cohabitate, their thoughts become fanciful, causing physical and mental charms to fill the body with desire. These charms are very pleasing. They fill the head with many wishes, release inhibitions, and loosen behavior. Every form of life behaves like this. Pledgeran, birth process the same as Earth humans. After procreation, a pledgeran child develops itself for 9 months in the woman's body. The birth takes place in the same manner as it occurs on Earth. The woman suffers pain during labor and delivery as all humans, but they do not receive pain medication as women on Earth do. The pain is a natural part of the birthing process, which influences the mother to bring forth the child and causes the child to respond accordingly. This is a natural process that provides great welfare for the mother and child. Physical maturity for procreation in pledgerans is 12 years of age. However, continence is normally exercised until the age of 70 in order to become aware of spiritual concerns and to educate oneself. Pledgeran, matrimony, love, and family values. 70 years of age is also the minimal age where matrimony is considered. This is merely 10.5 years after full body maturity and growth. Although spiritual maturity is also reached at 70 years of age, it does not mean that the spiritual evolution has stopped. Unlike with Earth humans, Further education for the pledgerins lasts their whole lifetime. Love is a sensation of feelings that exist in many forms. However, love between men and women is an exceptional sensation. Contrary to the love between Earth's humans, the pledgerins feel love that is very pure, deep, extremely strong, and durable. They experience open and sincere love, which is only limited when the situation demands it. The education of pledgerin children is an obligation of the parents. However, the High Council righteously settles regulations, teachings, order, etc. The High Council also contracts marriages, which is why the pledgerins do not know of divorce. When two people live together as a unit, then differences of opinion naturally arise. But, this does not need to degenerate into fights, as on Earth. All creatures are different in their evolution and differently oriented couples must come together if evolution is to progress. This is an irrevocable law of evolution, which all entities in the universe are subjected to. Pledgerin birth control measures. The pledgerin have no need for such things as the birth control pill. They observed the natural order of periodic regulations. Their sexual demands appear outside of the normal times of infidelity for women. So, they use many types of natural means in order to prevent pregnancy. One of their methods is for the man to pull out before reaching a climax. However, undesired pregnancies do happen. Every pledgerin woman possesses the technical means for detecting pregnancy after only 3 days. When an undesired pregnancy occurs, natural preparations are taken that cause early menstruation so that the fertilized ovum is expelled before it can develop. This is not abortion because there is no destruction of a life with a spirit. All of their means for preventing pregnancy must be in harmony with the man and woman. If the maximum limit of children is reached in a family on a planet that is menaced by overpopulation, natural plant substances can be added to their food in order to prevent further pregnancies. This, or some other method, is necessary when a planet is no longer able to sustain a certain number of humans without artificial interference. It is related to spiritual evolution. A command only prevails for birth control when it is initially introduced. Pledgerin, disposition of cadavers, burial, etc. The most common manner in which the pledgerins dispose of dead bodies is by burying them underground in special institutions for disposal that are set apart from inhabited regions. From ancient times, they also have cremation for the very rare cases when it is wanted. The elimination of a lifeless body is also common. These are matters of individual desires. Pledgerin, factory work performed by robots. Work is performed in the factories by robots and androids under the guidance and control of a few men and women who only perform technical obligations of supervision and control. Every individual has its tasks to do on the planet as well as in the universe. Pledgerin, household and mother, in laws. There are never any more than 5 people of 2 parents and a maximum of 3 children in each dwelling. They do not suffer from overpopulation as on Earth because they have a maximum of 3 children in each family. They experience no problems of a mother-in-law, which they call geronesia, which interferes in the affairs of their married children. E.T. and pledgerin, music, literature, arts and schools. The pledgerins also know of music, literature, and arts with schools for these things, which is common for all human beings in the universe. But, their schools for these things are limited to only those who are really interested, have a great amount of talent, and who will later work for the betterment of all. This is unlike the schools on Earth that interpret for the public who generates tones that are painful to the ear. Sam Jace often finds it horrible to listen to Earth music. She enjoys the good and harmonic earthly music. Pledgerin, not allowed to bring any things to Earth. The pledgerins observe security orders that prevent them from bringing anything to Earth that would not remain in their possession. They are willing to let Maius see and touch things from their world, but not give him anything that he could show to others. The only exceptions are crystals and minerals that could be of benefit to Maia. Pledgerin, how they obtain Earth money to buy. In order for the Plejurans to purchase things on Earth when they walk among humanity, they use their technology to locate precious stones and metals, which they then sell to traders for currency. They are not allowed to take money from people or institutions such as banks or stores. Mining, only done on error in extreme emergency. Ore and mineral mining is only done by the Plejurans in extreme emergencies because this process is equal to the destruction of the planet. A planet or other star is never exploited as is done on Earth. What human beings do on Earth is equal to the destruction of the planet. Plejuran, do not smoke or drink alcohol. Plejuran do not smoke and do not drink alcohol, but they do have drinks that are similar to alcoholic beverages. Plejuran, eye colors vary, makeup, cosmetics. Plejuran eye colors are as different as those for humans on Earth and are not all colored blue. Plejuran women like to use make up to add color to their eyes. Plejuran have domestic pets. The Plejurans keep domestic animals, including dogs and cats, which were brought there from Earth in earlier times. But they are not allowed to appropriate earthly animals because of certain sicknesses that live within them. They can also receive sicknesses from humans as well. So, this is a regulation for the sake of security. Animals from other worlds only allowed if necessary. The Plejurans have the technology to completely disinfect animals, but their nations determine if they need any animals from other worlds. Such decisions are made only when it is determined that the animals are needed on one of their worlds. Plejurans shoes and clothing similar to ours. Plejurans wear shoes that are similar to those on Earth, but they are not made from animal skins. They are made from materials that are artificially manufactured. This is also true for their clothing, and they will be similar to the clothing worn by humans on Earth in about 70 years. They will be more purposeful, but would look strange to the people of today. Plejurans do not have things like teddy bears. Era, Plejuran planet, envy no longer known. The desire for possessions is a low level spiritual trait that is found throughout the universe and not just on Earth. But, these low levels of the spirit no longer exist on Era, and envy is no longer a part of the character of the human beings there as it was in earlier ages. They also had to overcome these matters. The less materialistic thinking that is done by humans, the less the desire is for possessions. So the standard, relating to the evolutionary level of each spiritual entity, is measured by its liberation from thoughts for possessions. Fully anti-materialistic thinking human beings are no longer able to generate feelings of envy because their thinking is all-encompassing and they consider all possessions to be unworthy. With love and delight, they consider everything to be general goods belonging to everyone within the laws that are respected by all. Plejuran, no possession of mate in matrimony. When the Plejurans join together in matrimony, it is not a taking of possession of a partner, but a connection in harmony. There are no rights of possession, but only love, understanding, and delight about enjoying each other. Each partner remains completely free within the matrimonial laws, such as the mutual agreement of all matters. The Plejurans are human beings like earthly humans with feelings and sensations of love, friendship, sympathy, antipathy, etc. But these are much finer, more sensitive, and deep, seated with the Plejurans. Plejurans have not incarnated on Earth. It is not possible for Plejurans to incarnate on Earth. Plejurans, how little we know in spite of all. In regards to the creation, the Plejurans only know the causes and effects, its existence, laws, and restrictions, but nothing more. In spite of their enormous knowledge, this makes evident how little they really know, communicating with Earth humans. Knowledge of all Earth languages ever spoken. Sam Jace was able to speak the German language perfectly. It is much easier for the Plejurans to learn a new language than it is for Earth humans. They have access to every earthly language ever spoken, as well every dialect and manners. Language training courses exist with language scientists and computers. Their computers have the means to transfer the information into humans during a hypnotic state where the language terms and senses are implanted in their memories. This process takes 21 days and an additional 10 days to be able to speak the language fluently. Their scientists and apparatuses provide training for the correct pronunciation. This requires a total of 30 to 31 days. The language institutions on Earth use tape recorders, which is the initial way in which to construct machines like they use. Different places are already researching on how to use computers for this purpose.